720 WGN. I'm Ken Smith. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you've been watching the news, really over the past 10 years, but certainly in the past few weeks, then you may have been reacquainted with the Marnie Yang case. This was something that began maybe 12 years ago or so, 2007, where Marnie Yang, her life was fairly normal, mother of three, and then all of a sudden she finds herself accused of murder, and then confesses of murder. She gets convicted, and she has been sentenced to life in prison. But now there are new details that have come out where she is saying that she did not commit this crime. Her children are saying that she did not commit this crime. And they're hoping that she can get a new trial. Joining me right now are Marnie Yang's children. Their first ever radio interview. And I absolutely appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to come down here tonight to WGN. Andrew, Emily, and Brandon Yang, welcome to 720 WGN.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit, for those people who aren't familiar with this case, just give us a little brief history about what happened. Emily? So it was 2007.
Yes.
And there was a murder of this woman, Ronnie Reuter.
Mm-hmm.
And her unborn baby were killed. This was in Lake County, am I correct?
In Deerfield.
In Deerfield.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was the girlfriend of Sean Gale.
She was the girlfriend of 1985 Bear Sean Gale.
Yes.
Now, your mother, Marnie Yang, was also seeing Sean Gale at the time?
She was, yes.
She was in a relationship with Sean Gale at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And prosecutors said that your mother was jealous of Ronnie Reuter. And when she found out that Ronnie Reuter was pregnant with Sean Gale's child, that's when she decided to kill Ronnie Reuter. This is what prosecutors said in the trial.
Yes.
First of all, how did your mom meet Sean Gale?
She met him at a Bears convention.
At where?
At a Bears convention.
At a Bears convention, okay. Mm-hmm. And they just started talking. And
yeah, she was working the Bears convention.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ended up becoming his real estate agent or something of that nature?
Yeah, it was a business relationship.
Business relationship, mm-hmm. and it turned into something else.
Mm-hmm.
So what ends up happening is Ms. Reuter is killed, and then the police start looking at your mom. Is that the case, Andrew?
Yes.
So what were they saying? What were the police saying? They were not just looking at your mom. They were looking at you as well?
Yes, they were looking at me also.
Okay, so this is where it gets a little confusing. I can understand why. All right, the Sean Gale. I'm not saying that these are the facts of the facts, but I'm saying based upon what happened at trial. Okay, Sean Gale has two girlfriends, one's pregnant. 16 girlfriends, okay.
Yeah.
But one is pregnant, another one becomes jealous, kills that girlfriend. I understand that. Where do you come into this, Andrew? How do you become a suspect?
I become a suspect. They just wanted to really wanted to get to my mom. They knew I had nothing to do with it. They knew my mother had nothing to do with it. They wanted
So you're saying, in your opinion, you don't think that the police had any leads?
No leads.
They were just trying. They were trying to pin this on somebody.
Right. They were following what they thought were leads, and they were just trying to make pieces fit.
Okay, so they ended up bringing you in for questioning?
Yes.
Was this before or after your mother was arrested?
This was before.
So was your mother there while you were being questioned?
No, I wasn't. And I wasn't.
And how old were you at this time?
I was 16.
So is that legal for them to question you without a parent present?
No.
Because I would assume you're technically a minor there.
Yes, a minor.
Okay, there's so much more in this case. Andrew, Emily, and Brandon Yang are here. Their mother, Marnie, currently is in jail for life on a murder conviction. They say she is innocent. You're going to hear what they did to Andrew, how they put a wedge between Andrew and her mom, and the new evidence that they have that says that her mom is innocent. So we've got that all coming up. So stay with us. That's all coming up next year on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Thank you very much, Vic. Ken Smith with you until 1 a.m. And that's when Nick DiGilio is here as usual. Joined this evening by Brandon, Andrew, and Emily Yang. They are the children of Marnie Yang. Marnie is currently serving a life sentence, two life sentences, for the shooting death of Ronnie Ryder in 2007. Ronnie was the girlfriend of 85 Chicago Bear Sean Gale, was carrying his child. Prosecutors claimed that Marnie, in a jealous rage, killed Ronnie Ryder, and also that Marnie confessed to this killing. Now, before we went to news, Andrew, you were telling us that they brought you in to interrogate you to say that you had something to do with this case? You had something to do with the crime?
Yes, they brought me in, and I asked them if I, you know, if I was under arrest. They told me no, and I felt like they were lying. Everything, all their actions, everything they did, literally, like...
What did they do? What were some of the things they did while you were being interrogated? And how were they able to bring you in there without your mother if your mother had not been arrested yet? Any parent?
They had actually had a search warrant for the house, and they had served it early morning, and they came in, and they took me, my brother, and my sister, all three of us.
They brought all of you into the police station?
Yes.
Yep.
But you were the one that they tried to pin the crime on,
yes,
Andrew?
They separated us. They stayed together most of the time, and they took me somewhere completely different.
Okay. And they said, and what did the police say to you? They said, we're going to arrest you, or they said, we know you did this, or what did they say to you?
They said, if one of you was going to go down, it's either going to be you or your mother, and you need to start telling us the truth. But what I was telling them was the truth.
Which was, you knew nothing about this.
Exactly.
Okay. So, it got to the point, obviously, where it got so serious that your mother felt that you were going to go down for this crime.
Yes.
So, what did she do to save you?
She confessed and said that she had something to do with it.
She made it all up.
Okay. She falsely confessed to the crime because she thought that they were going to arrest you for the crime.
And put me in prison.
And put you in prison.
For life.
Because I'm sure that everyone listening right now, the first time, you know, when they hear in regards to this story or any other story, they go, well, why would they confess to a crime that they didn't commit? It doesn't make any sense. You're saying in the case of your mom thought that you were going to go down for the crime, so she was doing it to save you.
Exactly.
What did they have on you? If it was something that you knew nothing about, I can understand.
They said I fit the description.
Do you fit the description of the person who was seen leaving Ronnie Ryder's building or something of that nature?
Yes.
Okay. So now you're saying that she made it up. This confession was a false confession. Brandon, why are you saying now that this was a false confession? Do you have proof that it is a false confession? Is your mother saying that it is a false confession?
Well, a lot of the evidence that was shown was, like, not even real. Like, nothing really actually pointed to her to being, the suspect. After they took my brother and sister and me,
mm-hmm.
That day, it, like, really started to wear on my mom and both, like, my brother because of what happened. My brother ended up in a psych ward because of, like, just the stress they put on him. Same with my mother, like I said. And I noticed, like...
This is before the trial, or this is
right, yeah, after the
this is right after the interrogation.
The first interrogation.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was leading up to it, just a whole lot of stress. They kept, even after the interrogation, they kept on my brother and my mother afterwards, and it just got to the point where my mother feared for my brother's life, so she confessed.
Emily, did your mother have a public defender, or did she have a lawyer that she was paying during that trial? And what was the lawyer saying? The lawyer was letting your mother confess to a crime? The lawyer was letting investigators strong-arm your brother and pit your brother against your mother, and the lawyer wasn't doing anything about it? The lawyer wasn't able to go, they don't have anything, the truth will come out, don't worry about it?
I think she just thought that if she falsely confessed that afterwards they would figure it out, like trusting that the justice system would
end up working in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So that she probably thought that, okay, I won't be in jail for very long. They'll get this figured out. In the meantime, they'll get off our backs, and my family can heal
a
little bit.
Yeah, this was going on for more than a year.
We were terrorized and threatened by the Lake County Task Force. It got to the point, actually, you know, all of us, my family, you know, mental breakdowns. They manipulated us into believing them and their lies when they had tried to turn all of us against each other. And, yeah, they succeeded. I don't know what anyone else would have done at our age in that situation.
You were...
16.
16.
I was 11.
And 11. You guys are twins. Andrew and Emily are twins?
Yes.
And you were 16 at the time, and you were 11 at the time.
Yeah.
So, Brandon, did you have any idea of what was going on?
No, nothing. I was really confused. Like, when they first brought us into the carriage...
They brought you in... And interrogated you as an 11-year-old without a parent?
Yeah, they, like, I don't know, they said they had, like, a truant officer or something, but, like, I don't know, is there some kind of, like, identifying factor? I just took their word for it. They just questioned me in a room, just two officers.
Was your father in the picture during this time at all? Okay.
Divorced a long time ago and left the picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew, Emily, and Brandon Yang are with us right now here on 720 WGN. They are the children of Marnie Yang, who is currently serving a life sentence for the murder of Ronnie Ryder in 2007, the girlfriend of 1985 Bear Sean Gale. Fast forward to 2019, and now you have a new lawyer, and this lawyer is trying to get a new trial.
Yes.
Emily, on what basis is this lawyer trying to get a new trial for your mother? What evidence does he have that would possibly allow there to be a new trial?
Scientific proof that my mom was not the shooter. It could not have been her.
Okay, do you know what that proof is? They've done ballistic tests or something of that nature?
They have done ballistic tests.
Okay.
And some of the tests had said that the person, whoever it was that had done this, could not have been my mom's height, which is
Shorter. I'm assuming your mom's probably, what, 5'1", 5'2", or something?
5 feet tall.
Okay.
Yeah, just shy of 5 feet. Okay. And, you know, with ballistic testing and all everything that had gone on, the person that had done this had to be at least close to 6 feet tall.
Okay.
You know? So there's just no way it could have been her.
Now, there's also a videotape involved in this in some way. What is this? There's a videotape where your mom is implying that she has made up this confession?
Yes, and it was, like, left out. It was left out.
So this was a videotape that was available at the time of the trial?
Yes.
Who made this recording?
Her so-called best friend had wore a wire. And
for the police?
For the police.
For the investigators.
For the investigators.
And so they went to whatever, her house or a restaurant or something like that, and started talking.
Yeah.
And what did your mom say on this tape that implies that her confession was fake?
She said, let's just go ahead and...
But don't swear, but I know, but go ahead.
Let's just go ahead and
make stuff up.
Let's just go ahead and make stuff up. And that was in answer to what?
In answer to, you know...
How do we get out of this situation?
Yeah, because they're going to put my son in prison, basically.
Nobody heard that part of the recording.
So that was not played at trial?
No.
No, it was not shown or played.
How is that possible? I'll tell you what, we have to take a quick break. I want to ask you how that's possible that that wasn't played at trial. Also, I know you have written a book as well. They're going to be at the Barnes & Noble in Deerfield on Saturday from noon to 2:30. They've written a book called My Mom Marnie. You will be able to go there and meet the children and pick up the book. I'll talk to you about that. But I want to know, how is it that that part of the tape was not played at trial? The children of Marnie Yang, Andrew, Emily, and Brandon are here. We'll continue our conversation with them next here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, I'm here with Brandon, Andrew, and Emily Yang, the children of Marnie Yang, who's currently serving a life sentence for the murder of Ronnie Ryder in 2007, the girlfriend of Chicago Bear Sean Gale. And now, before we went to break, you had talked about how there was a recording by that her best friend was wearing a wire for the police. And on this tape, your mother said that she was just going to make stuff up. And in regards to this confession, and you said that that part of the tape was not played in court.
That's right.
Was that part of the tape not played in court because the judge would not allow it to be played in court? Or did they not turn that part of the tape over to your mother's lawyers because they have to disclose everything to the other side?
That part of the tape wasn't played at trial because the Lake County Task Force is known for corruption, and the tape was tampered with. They wanted anything that would incriminate my mom.
So your mom's lawyers had this tape, correct? Or they heard? You're saying that your mother's lawyers heard a different version of this tape, or heard a version of the tape that didn't include this?
Yes.
And so, therefore, that part was never played at trial.
Yes.
And so based on that, she's convicted.
Yes.
Do you have this unedited tape now, or do your current lawyers have this unedited tape now?
I believe so, yeah.
What is the process that you're going through right now to try and get your mother a new trial? What is happening? I know that the new lawyers held a press conference a few weeks ago, but what is exactly going on? Who is looking into this? Whose job is it now to look into it to decide if there's going to be a new trial?
That's probably going to be up to the judge.
They're going to appoint a judge to decide if there's going to be a new trial?
Yes.
What do you think are the chances that you'll get a new trial, Brandon?
I mean, I would hope pretty high, because based on like all the evidence that like we've seen now, it's pretty obvious, and to not give a retrial would be like a pretty big injustice, especially after everything that had occurred, you know.
How often do you guys talk to your mom?
I talk to her a few times a week on the phone, and go drive up there to see her ever so often.
And how does she feel about this process that you're going through now to try and get her a new trial? Is this something that she wanted, or did she just want it to be left alone?
No, I think she wants justice, and I think that, you know, now that this is finally moving in forward, you know, her spirits are definitely...
They've been lifted a little bit?
Yeah.
What... Your mom is not here. You guys are, for lack of a better term, kind of speaking on her behalf. What is the message that your mom would want the world to know?
She's innocent.
Why has it taken... She's been in jail for how long?
11 years now.
Why is this now just coming out now, 11 years later?
Well, from...
If there's been this tape for this entire time, and you say that there was a corruption in the Lake County Task Force, did you just get the proof of this, or your investigators or your lawyers or whatever have just now gotten this proof within the last couple of years? Or go ahead.
I mean, new lawyers, new team. Without my grandpa sticking, you know, by this every step of the way, none of this would have been possible right now if he had given up.
How has this ordeal changed you personally, the three of you? Brandon, how is your life? How are you a different person because of this now?
Honestly, I can't really answer that, because there's like a... looking back on it from when I was a child then, honestly, there was still a lot of things that I needed to learn, and I had to grow up like very quickly because of this. From 11 years old, I pretty much grew up without my family. Like, my father wasn't in the picture. My mother was no longer in the picture.
Your grandparents raised you, I assume? You were talking about your grandpa?
For a little bit. Until, you know, it got to the point where we just all went
kind of our separate ways for a little bit.
You've written a book now called My Mom, Marnie. You're going to be at the Barnes & Noble, 728 North Waukegan Road in Deerfield on Saturday from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Other than trying to prove that your mom is innocent, what else were you trying to accomplish by writing this book, Emily?
It's definitely been a big part in all of our healing process. Writing it out and actually getting it out on paper helped, allowed us to make sense of it and understand this whole experience. We gained a perspective.
And it's also kind of a cautionary tale, because this could happen to someone else.
It has happened. And it's still happening.
And it's still happening.
Barnes & Noble in Deerfield on Saturday, 12 to 2:30 p.m. The book is called My Mom, Marnie. They will be on the WGN Morning News tomorrow morning. But I thank you all for stopping by here first. Emily, Andrew, and Brandon Yang, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in. The news is next here on 720 WGN.